From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, Lebanon's prime minister vowed to crush a group of Islamist militants who've been battling the Lebanese army. The militants are fighting from positions inside a Palestinian refugee camp near the northern city of Tripoli. During a lull in the fighting today, thousands of civilians fled the camp. NPR's Deborah Amos has more.
The wounded arrived at a hospital in the Badawi refugee camp all night and into the morning. About half of the residents of Nahr al-Barad camp, the scene of intense fighting for three straight days, fled any way they could, packed into cars, in buses, and on foot. Most had not eaten, had no water for days. Many were in shock, some were crying. Most had no idea where they would find shelter, as long as the fighting continued in and around their homes. Nasser Abu Khair said his extended family, 18 people, squeezed themselves into one car early this morning after 3 days of hell.
Bombing on the citizens, the snipers on the high floors, and bombing everywhere. Disaster.
Hello? At the hospital, the wounded filled the wards, some two to a bed. Those that didn't need emergency care were sent to a local school. Dr. Hassan Suleiman is a Palestinian cardiologist who runs a clinic inside Nahr al-Barad. He drove out in an ambulance this morning after working without a break for 3 days.
How many hours I sleep? 1 hour, I think. I eat once and sleep 1 hour. Not because of working only, but because of bombing too.
Lebanese human rights groups have charged that the army shelling was indiscriminate and endangered civilian lives. Dr. Suleiman says a United Nations convoy that came to the camp to deliver aid on Tuesday was hit by a Lebanese army mortar shell.
The bomb is 100% from the army. One bomb, two killed and seven injured, I think.
The delivery rooms here have five times the normal caseloads. Doctors say the stress of the bombardments has taken a toll, prompting many premature births. More than 15,000 Palestinians moved out in the past 24 hours, some moving in with relatives in the Badawi camp and other camps around the city. But thousands of civilians are still inside the camp, some too old or too sick to leave. The Lebanese army still surrounds Nahr al-Barad, the remnants of Fatah al-Islam, the group said to share the ideology of al-Qaeda, vowed to fight to the death. Mainstream Palestinian groups have backed the Lebanese government and have suspended a four-decade-long ban on the Lebanese army entering the camp, clearing the way for a final confrontation. Lebanese officials defend the army's approach despite the high toll on civilians. Misbah Adhab represents Tripoli in the Lebanese parliament.
It was horrible for the Palestinians, what they living in the camps. It was really horrible, and I'm really sorry that it happened.
But he says Lebanon has to crush this radical movement that's challenged the army and the Lebanese state. Some of the militants have been arrested and have given details of the organization, says Adhab.
At least there's a group that definitely came back from Iraq through Syria. This is a fact. And the thing now is that we have lots of people arrested, and you should see the nationalities.
The group has members from Saudi Arabia, Syria, Jordan, and some from Sudan, says Adhab, establishing a base in the refugee camp a year ago. The confrontation began early Sunday morning after members of Fatah al-Islam attacked a Lebanese army post outside of the camp. The Palestinian civilians have been caught in the middle of a fierce fight. Dr. Hassan Suleiman says he's going back to his clinic in the camp. His own father has refused to leave, and there are other patients to care for.
When you go back into the camp, will you stay there? Will you stay?
Today?
Yeah.
I don't know. If the camp needs me, I think I will stay.
Those still inside have food and water now, but there are fears of more fighting to come. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Tripoli.